Some community leaders from Tenant, Lopit, Lokoya, Peri and Toposa allege that criminal activities by pastorates from Greater Pibor administrative area have affected communities across villages in Eastern Equatorial State. The leaders asked Louis Lobong, governor of Eastern Equatorial State, to impose a ban on across border movement between the two regions. Aziz Otulo is a community leader from Tenant.
Currently, we want to stop them not to enter to Eastern Equatorial again, because their motive at this time, as we are talking, is not good, according to us, because we have realized, like, the children in Loway have been taken, and also they are killing people in Loway and also in the site of Lavon County. So where the Tenant are. We talk to these people from today onward, do not come here. When you come here, meaning you are our criminals already. You are not our brothers again.
Emmanuel Justin, a member of State Legislative Assembly in Eastern Equatorial State, says the move to ban pastorates from Greater Pibor administrative area from crossing into Eastern Equatorial State will restore peace.
Lakin nanu bin kelman murle mujrimina yajib hadaf anno hum yajishulu yal min Eastern Equatorial State.
Murle, who are criminals, came here with purpose of stealing children from Eastern Equatorial State. Like I said, the people who are mostly affected by child abduction are our people from my area of Lokoya. Even when I recall in 2013, we make a peaceful demonstration. We don't want these people to enter Eastern Equatoria again. That time in 2013, when we counted, we found that 71 children were abducted from Lokoya area and 12 people were killed in the process. And what make us to be annoyed, we made a peaceful demonstration. We copy all the authorities in South Sudan, even the governor of Jonglei, because Pibor is under Jonglei State. We copy Central Equatoria, then we copy UNMISS because of that bad activity.
Elia John Ahaj, Eastern Equatorial State Minister of Information, says the communities have the right to ban pastorates from Greater Pibor administrative area from entering villages in the state.
Of course, when an abductor come or raider come, that is an enemy. They have to confront that person. And it will not cause any conflict between a community or a state and a state, because the community have not approved the coming of that criminal into that locality. So a criminal will remain a criminal. And once they are found, they will have to be treated as such. It is the Murle, actually, who are banning themselves from coming through their bad activities. You host them today, and tomorrow you hear they have done something.
The community leaders say they will instruct local youth group and community chief to prevent pastorates from the Greater Pibor administrative area from entering into the villages in Eastern Equatorial State. South Sudan interim constitution guarantees from freedom of movement and choice of habituation across South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.